This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مري اسلام برادرز and viewers of Madani channel. Welcome back to our beautiful program, Hajj, the Journey of a Lifetime. Sadly, this is going to be the last episode of our program. And today, inshallah, we'll be talking about the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, the city of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Rasul, Madinatul Nabi, all these beautiful names. The scholars, they say, there are more than 100 names for Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In the previous episodes, we learnt about the blessings of performing Hajj, the beautiful status and the honor of Ka'batullah, of the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama, and also we talked about the blessings of drinking Zamzam. And then the first episode was welcoming Hajj. Now today, the last episode is about the welcoming of Madinatul Munawwara. So Hujjaj Kiram, when they go and perform Hajj, then what happens is they will go towards the city of Madinatul Munawwara. It depends how your tickets are, because a lot of people nowadays, because if they go early, then they will go to Madinatul Munawwara first before the Hajj days. And if they don't, then they will go after the Hajj days. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, now we're going to Madinatul Munawwara. So get ready and inshallah, let's learn some of the beauties of Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, agar log jante ke Madinah Munawwara mein unke liye behtar hai aur jo is shahar se muh pher kar usse chhod dega, Allah azza wa jal usse behtar logon ko us shahar mein basa dega. Yani if people knew how good or how better off they would be in Madinatul Munawwara, and they do not come, they turn their face away, Allah will bring other people. Jo usme tang dasti aur yahan ki takleef par sabit kadam rahega, main qiyamat ke din uski shafaat karunga, ye gawahi dunga. Yani the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, I will be his intercessor and I will bear witness for that person, the one who stays steadfast on any problems or calamities in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, this is not just an ordinary city. Ye koi aam shahar nahi hai. This is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jo meri ummat mein se Madine mein tang dasti aur sakhti par sabr karega, main qiyamat ke din uski shafaat karunga aur uske liye gawahi dunga. Yani the one who stays calm, who stays steadfast with any problems that he gets in Madinatul Munawwara, I will intercede for him and I will be his witness. Subhanallah. Can you imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being your witness on the day of judgment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing shafaat intercession for that person, subhanallah, who stays steadfast in Madinatul Munawwara. This is a very, very beautiful lesson we learn. Hum jab jaate hain wahan par, sometimes, you know, you say, oh, there's this problem, there's that problem. There are no problems. Seriously, there are no problems. You know, Madinatul Nabi or Madinatul Munawwara, you know, before there was another name to it. But Alhamdulillah, when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stepped his blessed feet in Madinatul Munawwara, that it became Madinatul Nabi, Madinatul Munawwara, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you talk about the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there can't be no problems. So inshallah, if you do come across any of these problems, just stay steadfast, just keep steadfast. Allah ki taraf se aaiye, sabr kare. Inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will make things easier. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, Madinah Munawwara mein cheezon ke narkh badh gaye aur halaat sakht ho gaye the, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, sabr karo aur khush ho jao ki maine tumhare sa aur mud ko ba barkat kar diya aur ikatthe hokar khaya karo, kyunki ek ka khana do ko kifayat karta hai. Yani Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that there was a time in Madinatul Munawwara when the prices of commodities, they went up, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that stay steadfast, because in your mud and sa, these are weighing apparatuses, I have put barakat in them, and eat together, because food for one person is enough for two people. Subhanallah. So this is a very beautiful sunnah that we learn as well. When we get a lot of food, ya plate mein khana aata hai, so that food, even if it's for one person, it will be enough for two people. Subhanallah. And then, my dear Islam brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, aur do ka khana char ko kifayat karta hai, and the food for two people will be enough for four people, aur char ka khana panch aur chhe ko kifayat karta hai, and the food for four people will be enough for five or six people, aur beshak barakat jamaat mein hai. There's no doubt there is barakat in eating together. To jisne مدینے کی تنگ دستی اور سختی پر صبر کیا, میں قیامت کے دن اس کی شفاعت کروں گا. I will do shafaat intercession for that person who has stayed calm and steadfast if it goes through any problems in Madinah Munawwara. یا اس کے حق میں میں گواہی دوں گا. I will intercede for him, or I will be his witness on his behalf. اور جو اس کے حالات سے منہ پھیر کر مدینے سے نکلا, Allah Azza wa Jal usse behtar logu ko usme basa dega. And the one who turned their face and they woke up from Madinatul Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala will bring better people than them to Madinatul Munawwara. Aur jisne Madine se burai karne ka irada kiya, Allah Azza wa Jal usse is tarah pigla dega jaise nimak pani mein pigal jata hai. The one who intends harm or bad in Madinatul Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala will destroy that person, pigla dega, will destroy that person. Just like, you know, you have salt, it dissolves in water. In that same way, that person will disappear. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah, Madinatul Munawwara is the most beautiful city in the world. Subhanallah, why should it not be? Our Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is in Madinatul Munawwara. And the ulama, they say that where the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is buried, that ground, that part of the earth that is getting the sa'adat to kiss the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is better than the arsh and the asman and everything in the universe. Subhanallah. And then in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in Madinatul Munawwara. That is the most beautiful city, Madinatul Munawwara. You have Shaykhain Kareemain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, sahaba ikram, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and also the beautiful family, the Ahle Bayt, Hazrat Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all these Ahle Bayt are all buried in Madinatul Munawwara. And then you have the graveyard of Jannatul Baqi, the most beloved and blessed graveyard in the whole world is Jannatul Baqi. People make dua to die in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, our dada peer, Mawlana Ziauddin Madani, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, is also buried in Jannatul Baqi. So many sahaba-i-kiram, awliya-i-kiram, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, never left Madinatul Munawwara because he feared that he might die outside Madina. Even when he had to go for the call of nature, he would go outside Madina, but then immediately come back to Medina. He would walk in the streets of Medina and his arms used to be rubbing against the walls. Why? Because he did not want to step his foot on the place. Maybe our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed foot stepped on this place. He was avoiding all that. Subhanallah. These are the ushaqe kiram. These are the true lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then sadly, You will see people that don't go to Madinatul Munawwara. What is the point you doing Hajj when you're not going to Medina? Khuda ne unke tufail Hajj bhi kara diya. Mafhoom ala Hazrat ka sher, asal murad pa hazri us paak dar ki hai. You know, the main intention was to go to the Raza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that, Allah Ta'ala made us do Hajj as well. Allah ne Hajj bhi kara diya. Now you come to my beloved's doorstep. How can you do, come to the doorstep of the beloved and you not get more blessings? Allah Ta'ala has gave us the barakah to perform Hajj as well. But my dear Islam brothers, doing Hajj and not coming to Medina, it doesn't make sense. The Ushaqi Kiram, they say, it does not make sense that someone, he says that I have done Hajj, but he doesn't go to Madinatul Munawwara. Whenever you get the opportunity to do Hajj and Umrah, never ever miss Madinah. Even if you have to go for a split second, thodi der ke liye bhi hazri ho jaye, so that you can spend a few seconds in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that Ya Allah, for the sake of your beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the sake of our master the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Subhanallah. Many other beautiful riwayats on staying in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Madinah Munawwara mein ek jumu'ah ada karna digar shahru mein 1000 jumu'ah ada karne se behtar hai. To offer jumu'ah in Madinah is better than offering jumu'ah salah in other cities of the world. Subhanallah. That is the beauty. That's where jumu'ah started in. You know, Masjid Jumu'ah, just not far off from Masjid Quba, there is a Masjid Jumu'ah. That is where the first Jummah was held. And subhanAllah, I mentioned about Masjid Quba. That is also now part of Madinatul Munawwara. Masjid Quba, the first masjid that was built for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah. Then, my dear Islam brothers, we have Masjid Nabawi, Sharif Allah Sahib As-Salatu Was-Salam. That beautiful masjid, it used to be, this land used to be owned by two orphans. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he liked this part of the land and he had the intention to build a masjid there. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was that famous companion, he was that beautiful person who bought the land of Masjid Nabawi. Can you imagine how much sawab and reward Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be receiving, where he built the masjid that he bought that land for the sake of Allah by the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he went and he bought the land from these two children, subhanallah, and then was built the beautiful masjid in the world, subhanallah, Masjid al-Nabawi. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua in the court of Allah. Ay Allah azza wa jal, tu ne jo barakat Makkah mein rakhi hai, Madine ko isse dugni barakat ata farma. Ya Allah, the barakat that you have put in Makkah, give double the barakat in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. That is why the Ushaq, they say that Medina is afzal, better than Makkatul Mukarrama. Why? Because in Makkah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua was, Ya Allah, put double barakat in Madinatul Munawwara. So whatever the barakat is in Makkatul Mukarrama, there is more double barakat in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua, Ya Allah azza wa jal, Khalil Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam ne tujhse Makkah walon ke liye barakat ki dua ki, aur main Muhammad tera banda aur rasool hoon, aur main Madine walon ke liye barakat ki dua karta hoon. Yani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made dua for barakat of Makkatul Mukarrama. Oh Allah, I am your beloved, I am your Habib, I make dua, Ya Allah, give barakat in Madinatul Munawwara for the people of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. So Madinatul Munawwara, MashaAllah Azawajal, such a beautiful city. And subhanallah, what is the reward for dying in Madinatul Munawwara? There is a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want to die, die in Medina. May Allah Ta'ala give us all death with iman, with ease in Madinatul Munawwara. As a very beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo Madine mein sabit kadam rahe اور اس کی تنگی اور سختی پر صبر کرے، قیامت کے دن میں اس کی شفاعت کروں گا یا اس کے حق میں گواہی دوں گا. سبحان اللہ. The one who stays steadfast on the problems and calamities, I will intercede for him or I will be his witness. ایک روایت میں ہے، جو مدینے میں مرنے کی استطاعت رکھتا ہے وہ مدینے میں ہی مرے، کیونکہ جو مدینے میں مرے گا میں قیامت کے دن اس کی شفاعت کروں گا اور اس کے حق میں گواہی دوں گا. سبحان اللہ. So there are so many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about dying in Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala give us death, but the death in Medina. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to make du'as constantly that Ya Allah give me death in Medina. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جو شخص دو حرمو یعنی مدینہ اور مکہ میں کسی ایک میں مرے گا قیامت کے دن امن والوں میں اٹھایا جائے گا. The one who dies in Makkah or the one who dies in Medina will be raised on the day of judgment امن سکون with no fear at all. اور جو ثواب کی نیت سے مدینہ میں میری زیارت کرنے آئے گا وہ قیامت کے دن میرے پڑوس میں ہوگا. سبحان اللہ. چھپ چھپ کے جہاں سے کہ انہیں دیکھ سکوں میں، جنت میں مجھے ایسی جگہ میرے خدا دے. سبحان اللہ. Such a beautiful dua. حضرت سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ reports that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said، جس نے میری زیارت کی قیامت کے دن میں اس کی شفاعت کروں گا. یعنی حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ he says that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said، the one who does my زیارت I will intercede for that person، یا اس کے حق میں گواہی دوں گا، I will be witness on his behalf. اور جو دو حرموں میں سے کسی ایک میں مرے گا اللہ عز و جل اسے قیامت کے دن امن والوں میں اٹھائے گا. اللہ تعالیٰ will raise that person الحمدللہ amongst those people who are in امن، who are in سکون، who are in happiness and tranquility. حضرت سیدنا حبیب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ reports from the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جس نے میرے وصال ظاہری کے بعد میری زیارت کی گویا اس نے میری زندگی میں میری زیارت کی. اور جو دو حرموں مکہ مدینہ منورہ میں سے کسی ایک میں مرے گا قیامت کے دن امن والوں میں سے اٹھایا جائے گا. سبحان اللہ. He will be risen on the day of judgment amongst those people who have peace and tranquility، امن اور سکون میں ہوگا. حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ he narrates from the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، جس نے میری قبر کی زیارت کی اس کے لیے میری شفاعت واجب ہو گئی. The one who does زیارت of my روضہ پاک، my grave، then my شفاعت will become واجب upon that person. سبحان اللہ. How lucky them اشاق کرام are، the ones who have been to the روضہ پاک of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel، let me just tell you again، if you still have not been blessed with Hajj and Umrah، what are we waiting for؟ Look at these beautiful riwayats that I'm reading out to you. You know, you will have the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you not want the intercession? On the day of judgment, a mother will be running away from her own children. The father will be running away from his own children. Yeah, brothers will be running away from each other. Sisters will be running. In the dunya, brothers and sisters have so much love amongst themselves. Parents have love, you know, for their children. But on the day of judgment, everyone, it will be nafsa and nafsi, everyone will be worried about themselves, even to an extent that a mother will go up to her son and say, my son, I kept you in my stomach for 9 months. I did so much for you. And the son in return will say that, oh my mother, I accept what you have done. I accept everything you say. But today, I fear for myself. Today, I am worrying about myself. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How can we not be happy with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inshallah, he will do our shafa'at on the day of judgment. Another very beautiful hadith narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jo mujh par salam bhejta hai, Allah azza wa jal meri rooh meri taraf lota deta hai taakeh main us salam ka jawab de sakun. Subhanallah. That my soul is put back into my body so that I can give salam, the reply for the salam to that person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's make this intention. because today is our last episode. And just a few words of nasihat from the ulama-i kiram, from the buzurgan-e-deen, Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, Shaykh al-Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, alhamdulillah, has worked tirelessly to get this message of Dawat-e-Islami across the world. This is the message of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the message of the awliya-i kiram, the message of deen, the message of Quran and Sunnah, that today, number one, is we need to be getting ourselves, alhamdulillah, on the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And the path of Sirat-e-Mustaqim is the path that will lead to Jannat via Medina, inshallah. So please try your utmost best. If you, after watching this episode, alhamdulillah, of this program, Hajj, the journey of a lifetime, if you have made the intention, inshallah, put that into action. Life is very short. Kitna arsa duniya ke liye kaam karenge? Yara, we work so hard for the dunya. What has the dunya given you? Dunya ne kya diya hai? Problems, family issues, financial problems, health issues. This is what dunya is all about. Aaj come, Allah ki taraf lo lagaye. Allah ki habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, turn towards him. Turn towards the mercy of Allah that is always calling out to you. Oh man, come to me. Oh my bondsman, come to me. What are you waiting for? Aye, Pyar Islam, make that intention. If you have not performed Hajj yet, you will do it, inshallah. As soon as the lockdown is over, start preparing for your Hajj, inshallah. If you haven't done Umrah, then as soon as the lockdown is over, start preparing for your Umrah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, is a platform that will guide and help you. Brothers, even in Makkah and Medina, alhamdulillah, the works of Dawat-e-Islami is all over the world. Inshallah, brothers will help you. And if you make sure whenever you go for Hajj, do take Rafiqul Haramain and Rafiqul Mu'tamirin with you. Allah Ta'ala, guide us and help us. And for the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept all our du'as and take care of yourself and spend most of your time in this beautiful month in the worship and the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This Eid al-Adha. This Eid al-Adha. This Eid al-Adha. This Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.